I am against this, but I speak for all of us when I say it's good to see you. He bowed his head, never breaking eye contact. Though the gesture was traditionally viewed as welcoming, his words were not. Taken aback, I said, I'm not sure what to say to that. You're Ari, I presume. I tried to match his arrogant tone. There's nothing to say. You're here as our guest because the fact that you live is something I can no longer conceal. We will do what we can to help. Fenton has briefed me on your requests. You have my word that we would never harm anyone close to you. He glanced at the others in the room, indicating they should show signs of agreement. They all nodded on cue. I looked at them. Finn was staring at me, waiting. I replayed what had just been said in my mind, something about conceal. You knew I was alive? I couldn't feel the anger yet, but I knew it was forming. Yes, we thought you were gone, and then I learned the truth. I also discovered you'd lost your memory. It was in everyone's best interest to allow you to be on your own after that. He stood alone in the center of the room, entirely confident in the merit of everything he said. You let everyone believe I was dead? You left me. I was definitely feeling the wrath. It seemed the best solution. He looked away from me, speaking to the others. He was not apologizing or even explaining. He was proclaiming he was justified in his actions. However, you're here, and Fenton has shared some of our story. We'll reacquaint you with your past in exchange for your word that you'll leave once you have all the information you require, and that this knowledge stays secret. It appears we owe you this much. You don't think it's a good idea that I know? It was more of a statement than a question. Finn is convinced and has convinced you, it seems, that you're safe. He's reckless. I hesitate to bring you back into a lifestyle that was so foreign to you originally. You lacked even basic street smarts when we first met you, and your education took away valuable time and focus. With your disability, we're back to where we were then. He glared at me intently, as if trying to will his words to penetrate. I looked down, hoping to hide the wound he inflicted. They didn't want me. I was a hindrance. The pricking behind my lids started, but I held the tears at bay. I glanced over at Finn to see if he could feel me weakening. As if answering me, he crossed the room and stood defensively in front of me, glowering up at Ari as if to challenge him to go any further. Ari's jaw clenched as he returned Finn's stare, narrowing his eyes. After a moment, he looked past Finn to me again, and I tried to match Finn's confidence. I couldn't. There was no hiding how hurt I was. He obviously didn't want me back, but his lie had been exposed. I couldn't understand why we'd do with such a thing. He knew I was alive, and he left me, let his friends suffer. To me, he was diabolical. Finn declared, Ari, this is over. She's here now. There's no forgiving what you've done. I'm not asking for forgiveness. I did what I felt to be right. Since she's with us now, I'll lend whatever service I can. Finn, my staff and possessions are at your disposal should you need anything. Beyond that, I doubt there's much more I can do. And despite all of this, I'm glad to see you, Evelyn. I'm sure that's hard for you to understand, but I wish you no harm. Now I'll take my leave. I'm going out of town this afternoon. He stepped forward quickly and reached past Finn, taking my hand. He brought it to his mouth, causing me to move closer to him as he lowered his head, barely grazing my skin with his cool lips. His powerful stare bore deep into me for just a moment. His eyes were a dark lagoon green. So unusual. I became transfixed and peered closer. Every hair stood on end as chills stabbed my body. Those unfathomable eyes, standing so close to him, staring into them, his mysterious shining eyes, I remembered. He released me and, after placing something on the table, quietly left the room. Excuse me, I uttered as I ran into the bedroom and closed the door. I needed a moment alone to steady myself. The The circumstances were not clear to me, but Ari's eyes triggered a memory. Once I had looked deep into them, feeling extreme fear and desperation. Being that close to him had terrified me. I searched my memory, hoping something would come forward, offering me a clue as to why. There was nothing else. After a moment, I sat on the bed and attempted to calm myself and analyze the situation. Though Ari was about 6 inches taller than me and much broader, he didn't present as a particularly dangerous person. He was more commanding than deadly. Ari was obviously strong, but defined and fluid like a swimmer compared to Finn's more developed physique. His prominent, noble features reminded me of seas of portraits I'd been forced by my mother to study long ago. Despite his classic face, his tousled dark hair and sparkling eyes, along with his lopsided grin, gave him a roguish appearance. There was no physical reason for me to respond violently to him. His words had been upsetting, certainly, but he hadn't threatened me. No, the fear I felt in that moment was a memory. Aside from all the drama, a part of me was ecstatic. I remembered something. It wasn't the best memory, but if one thing could come back, maybe more would follow. A knock at the door ended my reverie. "Are you okay?" Bounce's soft and very American voice came from the other side. "Yes, I just needed a minute." I opened the door and showed her I was keeping it together. I was sure everyone in the room saw how much Ari had affected me. "Don't let him get to you. I can't believe what he did or the way he's acting, but he's not evil. I keep telling myself he must have his reasons. Anyway, you're here. I don't want his monologue to ruin it." She came closer and nudged me, trying to coax a smile. It was easy to smile with her. I loosened up as we began walking back to the others. "Is he always that intense?" I asked, wondering if I'd just chosen a bad day to come back to life. "Yes, but lately he's been very distant. It's probably best he get away. So with him gone, you'll have our undivided attention." We reached the sitting room and only Finn remained. "We thought you might be hungry. How about a walk to the pub? Raven and Brinks will catch up with you another day," Finn said. I was hungry. Starving, actually. Having a quiet meal with just the two of them was a good idea. I'd been on display enough for the afternoon. I went to change into something more comfortable and collect my purse. I noticed another card like Finn's had been placed beside it. Ari Cameron was written in the same crimson red with a number on the opposite side. I placed it in my wallet, though I was sure I wouldn't be calling. The London afternoon was cold as we exited the hotel and walked up Albemarle Street. The skies were heavy, threatening rain at any moment. I was very glad I had changed into jeans and walking shoes. It felt good to be out, surrounded by people. The afternoon had been unsettling, and city life made everything feel much more normal. Bounce led the way, and I could see why the name suited her so well. Her gait resembled a non-rhythmic hopping as she weaved through foot traffic. It was the walk of someone with a very positive outlook on life. She did eventually have to slow to let us catch up. Finn walked silently beside me for a few blocks. "Just tell me you're okay." He brought me to a stop on the sidewalk, causing the folks behind us to come to an abrupt halt and veer around. "It was a shock, but I'm okay. I don't really understand how he could have done that to you, but it sounded like he's willing to help." "We haven't scared you off. I don't want you to leave, you know, before you try to remember." His light eyes showed some concern despite the smile he was wearing. "Finn, I'd like nothing more than to remember everything. I'm staying until it feels like I've become a hindrance." I reminded myself of Ari's words and my mood turned sour again. Finn started us walking after spotting Bounce a block ahead, looking annoyed. "You were a fast learner, Evie, and talented. You were never a hindrance. He owes you more than what he showed in there. Anyway, he won't be interfering."